Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues, the program you're listening to now here on AFR. We'll be here for the next 25 minutes. And we thank you for listening. If you'd like to send us an email, here's the address, comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. We also have podcast this show as we do most shows here on AFR. Just go to our website, afr.net. Is it easy to find, Brent? Brent's our producer. I put him on the spot.
Yes. All they do is go to afr.net, like you said, and there's a tab at the top that says podcast. Click that, and they have a plethora of shows, AFR shows, to choose from.
And so podcast means you can download it in about 60 seconds, I guess.
Yeah, that's correct.
And then you can listen anytime you want to.
Yes, sir.
And we have thousands of people that do that?
We do.
All right. Good answers. Pithy, Brent.
That's the reason why I'm here.
Yeah. See, Brent talks in three-word sentences. That's I bet your wife likes that. Huh? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Whatever you say, honey. Will do. All right. Listen, you're listening to Today's Issues. Fred Jackson here with me, Tim Wildman. Steve Jordahl is replacing, tag teaming there with Chris Woodward. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing?
Doing well. What's on the top of your list of news stories there?
I have a task for you guys. I just saw this before I came over. You guys are both sitting in front of computers. Put in the search bar Antifa.com, Antifa.com, and tell me what comes up.
Antifa.com.
Yeah.
Fred and I are both doing that. JoeBiden.com?
Joe Biden's website comes up. Somebody bought the domain, Antifa.com, and linked it to Joe Biden's website.
Is this some kind of joke?
Yes, it's a joke. But it's a pretty funny one.
How do you do that?
Apparently, Antifa, either they're not a real organization, like organized, or else they just didn't think about buying up the domains. But this happens when you have... If you start a nonprofit, or you start a group, you want to buy up all your name, your misspellings, all that kind of stuff in .org, .com, .biz, .us, all the things you can think of. That way you own them and people can't do this. Someone bought Antifa.com and they just linked Biden's page to it.
Oh, man. So what does Biden do? Does he say he's good with that or not good with that?
I don't know if he even knows.
I bet they know by now.
They probably do. Yeah. But there's not much they can do about it because they don't own the domain. He's not doing the guy, whoever did this, guy or girl, they're not doing anything illegal.
Okay. Hey, by the way, we were talking earlier. I guess the president left 45 minutes ago or so for Kenosha.
He should be there very shortly.
Yeah.
Landing at Great Lakes Naval Station, I think. North Great Lakes.
Yeah. You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. All right, Steve.
All right. I wanted to talk about I know you guys referenced the Democrats now getting on board with the talk of violence, and they're starting to talk about that stuff. Well, the media is as well. The media is as well. And I have a clip I want to play for you guys. April Ryan on CNN... They've taken their page from the Democrats. They are all blaming Trump now that they are talking about it finally. They're all blaming Trump. Listen to what April Ryan had to say about this whole thing. This is...
Let's call a thing a thing. This president, Donald John Trump, has instigated a race war in America. Portland, Oregon is ground zero. This president, Donald John Trump, has basically stoked the flames for racist extremists, neo-Nazis, and the alt-right. And they're even defending, this president is even defending Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old who went in Wisconsin and killed two protesters. So at the end of the day, the mayor of Portland is absolutely right. And there are those who are calling for help from this president in the stoking of a race war. There is a race war in America right now because of this president.
Wow.
No, there's not. Who is this woman?
That's April Ryan, CNN's April Ryan.
Yeah, and she's on NPR a lot, too.
Well, speaking of NPR, listen to what they tweeted out. President Trump declined to condemn the 17-year-old accused of killing two protesters and shooting another in Kenosha last week, instead defending him and claiming, without evidence, that it appeared the gunman was acting in self-defense.
Yeah, well, there is some evidence that he was attacked. He did not initiate the encounter, that he was attacked. There's some video of that. And his lawyer, now we shouldn't be surprised by that, his lawyer came up with a totally different version from what you've been hearing.
Look, you know, the Biden campaign, the Trump campaign can trade, yes, but condemn this, condemn that. And I believe President Trump's in the right on this issue. Don't misunderstand me on the law and order issue. Until Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and people on the left start their sentences or their paragraphs or their tirades with this, I'm telling all Americans, and especially young people, do not resist the police when you're encountered. Mm-hmm. Do not fight the police. Do not draw weapons on the police. Do not smart off to the police. Then I will listen to whatever you say after you say that. Mm-hmm. Okay? But until you can say that, so for Biden to say, or this woman to say, who's a liberal commentator, to say, yes, but President Trump has not condemned, what's the 17-year-old's name?
Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yeah, that's who she's talking about,
and
right?
If I may add, Tim, I'm not defending him. I don't. We will see what happened. My gut feeling is that 17-year-old shouldn't have been anywhere near Kenosha, and especially with a loaded gun. I'll just
Steve
put that
Jordahl.
Out there. That's my opinion. I'm not saying he's guilty. I'm just saying that it was ill-advised. If I was his dad, I would have certainly taken the car keys away before he could get in and drive across the state line there.
Okay. That's Steve Jordahl, ladies and gentlemen.
Just me.
Send your emails, your comments.
You may.
To Steve Jordahl. In general, I agree with you. You know, stay. And the president said this yesterday. He said, we need, I encourage my people to stay away from confronting these Antifa types, these BLM protesters.
Yes.
Because he said, I don't encourage that. Mm-hmm. But he said at the same time, you know, a lot of my supporters, this is the president talking last night, are seeing what's happening in our country. Mm-hmm. Hey, they have free speech rights too.
Yes.
They have the right to assemble too. Mm-hmm. Now, what the left is missing here to a large extent is the peaceably assemble that's mentioned in the Constitution.
Yes.
Which Chris Cuomo missed on CNN. He said that needs not be peaceful, these demonstrations. No, he said that. Do you remember this?
It's on amazing.
I don't think it's a good idea to go and confront these folks because they're violent, they're evil, they're angry. They are, you saw what happened in Portland.
Yeah.
They hunted this fella down. Hey, we have two over here. Remember this?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. I do.
Mm-hmm. And they shot and killed the guy. Mm-hmm. So these people are, you know, they have no fear of God, say the least. Mm-hmm. You lose your fear of God, you lose your, you start disrespecting authority, civil authority that's given to us by God, then you're gonna have anarchists. You're gonna have a breakdown of society. You're gonna have, and that's what these Marxists want. Because in order to rebuild, in order to change America, you got to tear it down.
They are domestic terrorists.
Who are these
violent protesters?
Yeah.
They hate the police.
Yeah.
They hate America as it is, as you pointed out. They are Marxists. And so, I mean, for these liberal commentators now to try to twist this around, and Joe Biden was attempting to do this yesterday as well,
that
the president is somehow the cause of this. No, he's speaking out against it. He did not initiate these protests.
These are left-wing protests. Everybody knows that.
Yes.
Not if you're April Ryan. I want to read you something from April Ryan. I just dropped it on the ground here. Hold on.
Is she the one we were just hearing a few minutes ago?
I'm sorry, that was. I'm now referring, I misspoke, to Joy Reid, MSNBC's Joy Reid. Listen to what she wrote. Let me repeat this for those inventing the idea of Black Lives Matter riots. BLM does not riot. They march against police violence. And note that those caught setting fires, assaulting, and shooting people are consistently of the right, not the left. She didn't make herself up.
She lives in an alternative world.
Yeah.
I mean, she does. Or she's, I don't know her heart, but I think at this point, they understand the far left are responsible for tearing these cities apart. But I'm going to write a different narrative, totally different. It's a lie, but I'm just going to put it out there anyway.
Nobody's believing it. I mean, maybe some on the left, far left. I think they're trying their best to spin the situation because they see it is making an impression on the American people that what's going on in these big cities, these riots, the violence, the increase in violence. Let me tell you something. I've traveled a lot, a whole lot in my life, been privileged to, and I enjoy travel, and been to New York City many times. I wouldn't leave the airport.
Nope.
If I were in New York right now.
Mm-mm.
With these security cameras that are out there now on every block and people with cell phones, every day you see. Now, I know it's 8 million, 10 million people, whatever, so that's a lot of folks. So you're going to have bad things happen every day.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about every day in New York now, you're seeing people assaulted on the sidewalk in broad daylight.
Mm-hmm.
And usually there's three or four of them. And they show security cameras and they say, you know, if you can help us, police want to identify this person. Are you seeing, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, people, elderly ladies.
They're leaving. They're people are fleeing New York. The U-Hauls and the Penske's, they can't, they don't have enough trucks.
No.
People are leaving. They're voting with their feet. These are liberal people.
Now, you said the attack in, it was the subway in New York yesterday?
The subway in New York yesterday, it was a fellow that tried to rape a woman. At 11 in the morning, and the cameras got him on there, and on the subway, and somebody's filming it. And then you got, yesterday there was also in New York, there was about a 25-year-old black fella, and he's walking up with a bottle on the street in the middle of the daytime, and he's hitting another black man. They said the guy was 66 years old, whatever. He's attacking another black fella with a bottle. And then yesterday, where was that video you showed me yesterday? And that was Baltimore.
That was Baltimore.
Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Guy's walking down the street, gets hit in the back of the head with a brick. Middle of the day, wasn't it?
Yep.
Steve?
Yeah, yeah.
These criminals, these violent criminals, by the way, Sandy made a good point. A lot of these people were let out because of COVID.
Yes.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
We don't. That kind of got lost in the whole COVID. A lot of these prisoners were let out, and then you've got a lot of these left wing. You call them district attorneys, city attorneys, who have a turnstile with these people, or don't prosecute them at all.
Yep. Right. Mm-hmm. Add to your list the judge in New York City that was on her bike getting off of the metro, taking a walk to work.
Somebody once said liberalism is a mental disorder. And that's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
It favors the lawless over the law-abiding,
mm-hmm.
and in the name of social justice. And so, anyway, I'm just saying, I consider myself, a person who likes to travel, and I would not go to New York City and walk around.
Nope,
I just wouldn't right now. Mm-hmm. I think it's too dangerous. But you know, I'm not a New Yorker. So maybe they're used to that kind of thing, but now even New Yorkers are voting by getting out of Manhattan and other places, fleeing to Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about this?
Oh yeah. New Jersey or further away than that.
Get out.
Yep.
You're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. You know this is what almost ruined New York back in the 70s, and then Rudy Giuliani came along.
Mm-hmm.
Was elected mayor, Republican, and cleaned up the city.
Yeah.
And that was his reputation.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now de Blasio, they're going back to the 70s again. Yeah. You're listening to Today's Issues. Steve, go ahead. Next story.
Well, speaking of de Blasio, maybe it's not the violence, the only thing that's driving people out of New York. Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, was talking, I believe it was yesterday, saying things need to change financially around here. Listen to Cut 3.
You really want to change things in this city? Then everyone better change a lot of the way we live more foundationally. If you just talk about it and feel self-satisfied, God bless you. That's not actually going to change things. What changes things is redistribution of wealth. Tax the wealthy at a much higher level. And I just feel like this is a lot of cocktail party comfort going on rather than people honestly dealing with this issue. Help me tax the wealthy. Help me redistribute wealth. Help me build affordable housing in white communities if you want desegregation.
There you go.
They finally come out and just said it.
What was his name? Castro? Who was that?
That was Bill de Castro. I'm sorry, Bill de Blasio.
Yes, Comrade de Blasio.
Can he be reelected? Are you term limited as mayor of New York?
I think you are. I'll look that
up. Okay. Well, he feels like he can just say anything now out in the open, which further proves his.
Yeah, there's another incentive to stay in New York.
That's his.
We're going to tax you higher.
That's his communist street cred right there.
Yep.
He's just saying. Help me tax the wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a way to get them back to Manhattan right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
and redistribute the wealth. And what did he say about white communities?
We want to multi-density housing in white communities to end desegregation is what he said.
According to New York law, New York mayors may serve two consecutive four-year terms and then their term limited out. But if they wait four more years, they can... Is that where they're
talking about building government housing projects in the middle of
suburbs?
Suburbs?
Yes.
That's what Obama.
Obama started that. Remember?
Why would you do that?
Well, what he is saying is that.
What who's saying?
Well, the Democratic leadership. As I say, Obama's housing secretary started this kind of thinking. That we are not going to give any federal dollars to any developments out there unless, along with single-family dwellings, that you have high-density dwellings as well.
Yeah, but people move to the suburbs to escape the trouble that comes in with a lot of this low-income housing.
Yes.
That's the point.
That's
right. A lot of people. Huh?
Yes.
It doesn't matter what color you are.
Black, white, brown, they get out of the city for that reason.
So the ones that can afford to.
So what is your? I know I'm asking a question. I know the answer too, but pretty much. But wow, you talking about what that would do to people's housing values and so forth? I don't understand why you would want to force that issue, unless you believe in communism, right?
Yes. Yeah.
It's a communist. It's a communist type of approach. It's certainly not American. It's not freedom.
Nope.
Liberty, and you're...
But
anyway.
it kind of folds together with what we've been talking about. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, they are Marxist in their thinking. And these politicians agree with them. That's why these politicians really aren't speaking out loudly against the riots, because they actually agree with the ideology.
Right. That's why they won't say what I said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Joe Biden won't say, go out today and have a press conference and appeal for people to obey the police officers.
That's right.
You're not going to hear that from them, right?
No, you're not.
Because then they'll be attacked by the left who say, no, people need to confront police officers because police officers are bad.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Biden doesn't know how to confront that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
And that's why you see these protesters going to the houses of the Democrat governors and Democrat mayors, because they're pushing them to defund the police. You know,
a winner right there.
Yeah, defund the police in the midst
of
all
that
of
ought
this.
To help.
Yes,
with everything.
And you know, Joe Biden. I'm not for defunding the police now. Reallocation, yes. Well, Joe Biden, please explain what the difference between reallocation.
I mean, he's defunding,
and
he's lying. He is for defunding because he calls it reallocation. That's just a different word for the same thing.
It is.
Is that kind of like his deal on fracking yesterday? We had that.
Oh, yes. Cut number 5 there, Brent. Have a listen.
I am not banning fracking. Let me say that again. I am not banning fracking. no matter how many times Donald Trump lies about me.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated and no more subsidies for either one of those.
Anybody who could go down 300 to 3,000 feet in the mine can learn how to program as well. Give me a break.
I'm talking about stopping fracking as soon as we possibly can. No ifs, buts, and maybes about it. I'm talking about speaking to China. Well, I'm not sure your proposal does that.
No more, no new fracking.
So what you couldn't see it, obviously, radio, that's a montage of. Back during the Democrat primaries, Joe Biden was saying he's against fracking, which is a form of, I'm getting way out of my league here. Fracking is a point of, finding oil.
It's a way to extract oil.
I got the concept. Shale. I basically got the concept, although I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. You don't dig a deep hole. You take it kind of through the surface.
Right. Yeah. So what Biden was saying was he's agreeing with all these far left environmentalists like Bernie Sanders and saying, mm-hmm. you know, this is mm-hmm. bad for the environment and I'm against it. So he says I'm against fracking, which he knows will hurt his chances in Pennsylvania, for example, and mm-hmm. other states where that's a big industry.
Mm-hmm.
So but now he's saying Donald Trump, the president, is lying when he says that Biden will end fracking, when Biden, that montage you just heard was him saying during Democrat mm-hmm. primaries that in fact he would do what President Trump has said he will do, right?
Thank God for videotape recording.
Yeah.
We got these people on record.
I got to say the toughest job in America right now is being Joe Biden's handlers. Huh? Don't you agree? Would you want that job?
See, here's what happened. Biden, in order to win the nomination, had to sound far left.
Right.
Because Bernie Sanders has a lot of Democrat supporters. Yeah. So he had to go far, far left. Now he understands when President Trump comes along and calls him out on these things, hey, this is going to cost me votes. So now I'm going to change the tune and hope the American people forget what I said a few months ago.
No, they're not, because the videos show you saying one thing and now you're saying another. And it wasn't like a heart change.
We here at AFR will keep reminding them.
Yeah, well, you know, if President Trump did that, I would be, people need to talk about when politicians make statements out of convenience to appeal to an audience or to just pander. That's one thing President Trump doesn't do a lot of. You pretty well know where he stands, and he's pretty consistent. You may hate his... or may not like his policies or the things he believes, but he doesn't go waffling and changing every
2016,
couple of weeks.
I will move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
How many have promised that?
I'm going to take on China and these unfair trade deals.
Exactly.
That's exactly what he did. So, yes. I mean, everything he said he would do, he's done or tried to do.
Yeah, and he's pro-life.
And he's been very pro-life.
Yes.
And been consistent.
Yes.
So, anyway, we'll see what happens. The president's visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin today. And Joe Biden is going on the patio. So there'll be a live report as he makes his
safely back in the bunker.
From the basement to the patio
mm-hmm.
and check out the geese.
Merciless.
Boy.
Oh, that was my favorite of all time. Joe Biden talking with the Canada geese. They're not Canadian. They're Canada geese, right?
Canada geese. That's right.
The Canada geese singing in the background. All right. Have a good day, everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow.